haven't been on here.
Haven't seen any. How about any cement roads? Any of those around here?
Yeah.
Just have some
small area. Uh-huh. Cement just laid out.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what about if you were out in the country or if you were on a main road, what would you call a little road that goes off the main road?
Dirt road.
Just a dirt road? Uh-huh. Okay. And what about if you were turning off a road that led up to another person's house, you'd be on what?
No, I don't know. Uh-huh.
What about, is something like that a driveway, what you would consider a driveway?
Oh, when you just go off the road into somebody's yard.
Yeah, it just leads up to his house.
Oh, driveway, that's what I would say, a driveway.
Uh-huh. Okay, and if we were on a farm, maybe there's a place that's been worn out through the field where the cattle had walked, you know, maybe from the pasture into the barnyard. What would you call a little place like that?
From the past into the barnyard?
Uh-huh.
I don't have a word for it.
Maybe just a path or a lane or something like that?
Probably so.
Okay. What about in the city? That place that's alongside the street that people walk on, that's the what?
Sidewalk.
Okay. And have you ever seen in some residential areas, you have the sidewalk here and the streets right here, and there's sometimes a strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street, right next to the curb. Have you ever seen anything like that? Okay.
Maybe I've seen it, I don't know.
Have you ever heard of the word tree lawn for that?
Oh.
Haven't heard of that, okay. If you're out in the country, you might, let's say, a boy might be walking along somebody's cornfield and you might see some crows in there, getting after the farmer's corn, and he might reach down and pick up a what? So he's going to get those crows, so he might reach down and pick up.
He's going to catch the crow?
Well, he's going to, you know.
Throw at the crow?
Yeah. Might throw a what at the crow?
Rock?
Just a rock or something like that. Have you ever heard people use another word for throw? Instead
chunk.
Of chunk. Uh-huh. Do you say that much, or...
No.
Is any type of person, would any person be more likely to say chunk than another person? Maybe an older person or something like that?
An older person.
Would be saying, okay. And what about if you have company and they come into your living room, you'd probably say to them, well, why don't you sit down and make yourself...
At home.
At home, okay. All right. What do you call that that beverage that, you know, a lot of people drink it with breakfast? It's hot. Yeah.
Coffee.
Uh-huh. How do you drink your coffee?
I don't drink coffee.
You don't drink coffee. Does your husband drink coffee?
No.
He doesn't drink coffee either. Okay. Well, if let's say, for example, that you did drink coffee and you went downtown to a drugstore or something like that, if you wanted milk in your coffee, how would you order it? You'd say, I'd like my coffee.
With cream.
Uh-huh. Or if milk, you'd say you like it.
Oh, you mean if you want milk in it?
You'd say I'd like my coffee.
With milk.
Okay. Or if you don't want milk in it, you'd say I'd like my coffee.
Right.
Okay. Have you ever heard people call when they're ordering coffee like that, that's just black without anything in it? Have you ever heard them say anything else? Ever heard them say, I'd like my coffee straight?
No.
You ever heard people say barefooted for coffee like that?
That sounds like something my mother would say.
Have you heard people say that?
Yes, I've heard.
You heard that. Okay. What about if somebody is not going away from you, you say he's coming?
To you.
Okay, or any way other way of saying that? He's not going away from me, he's coming. You ever heard people say towards me?
Yes.
Okay.